This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Radio Nepal organizes nationwide open modern singing competition. Nepal and South Sudan establish diplomatic relations and delegations arrive for Ukraine ceasefire talks. Now the news in detail. Four children died and one was injured after a motorcycle met with accident at Barkua of Sabela Municipality 12 in Dhanusar District last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP and spokesperson of the District Police Office Dhanusar, Jitendra Kumar Basnet, said four children from Sabela Municipality 2 died in the accident that happened after the motorcycle lost control. DSP Basnet said the deceased have been identified as Rahul Yadav, Lakshmi Yadav, Vikas Yadav and Sumit Yadav. Seriously injured in the accident, they died in the provincial hospital Janakpur. Police said 19-year-old Surendra Yadav is receiving treatment in the provincial hospital. Radio Nepal has organized a nationwide modern singing competition today on the occasion of its 72nd anniversary. Inaugurating the competition organized at Radio Nepal in Singh Darbar today, Secretary of the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Dr. Vaikuntha Aryal, said that Radio Nepal has played an important role in the promotion of songs and music. Secretary Aryal reminded that Radio Nepal has introduced the artists in the field of song and music and stated that it has been providing an important platform for its promotion. He said that Radio Nepal has been taking the initiative to promote songs and music by organizing singing competitions since 1966. Likewise, the executive director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal has made its broadcasting inclusive and Radio Nepal is synonymous with songs and music. He also informed that Radio Nepal is currently broadcasting news in 21 languages and programs in 20 languages. Nepal and the Republic of South Sudan have established diplomatic relations. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has bilateral diplomatic relations reached 175. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, and permanent representative of the Republic of South Sudan to the United Nations, Akwe Bona Malwal, signed a joint statement to this effect in a brief ceremony held at the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations. The two ambassadors also signed a joint letter informing the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, about the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. On the occasion, two ambassadors exchanged views on various matters of common interest to strengthen bilateral cooperation in national and multilateral settings, particularly at UN forums, for the mutual benefit of the two countries. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to be remain partly to generally cloudy in most parts of the country, with chances of rain and gusty winds in some places due to the influence of the westerly low-pressure system. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology stated that there is the possibility of rain and gusty wind along with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, urging adopting necessary alertness. The department said it will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and generally fair in the rest of the country tonight, with chances of a light rain and thunder and lightning at one or two places of the hilly region in Province 1 and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russian armed forces on Monday carried out a missile strike on the town of Lyuvyton in the northeast Kharkiv region, flattening several houses. The Kharkiv regional prosecutor's office says in a telegram statement that the strike injured seven people. Officials recovered the body of one person from the rubble. Likewise, delegations from Russia and Ukraine arrived in Istanbul for the first face-to-face talks in more than 2 weeks. Ukraine says its top priority in the talks, which will begin early on Tuesday is to negotiate a ceasefire, but hopes of progress are slim, with both sides playing down the chances of a breakthrough. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleads for world powers to toughen sanctions on Russia, including an oil embargo. Pakistani opposition legislators have launched a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Imran Khan in Parliament, hoping to remove Khan's government amid accusations he has mismanaged the nation's economy. The House will begin a debate on the motion on Thursday, and a vote is to be held within 7 days. The opposition leader in the National Assembly or lower house of the parliament proposed a no-confidence motion against Khan on Monday. Pakistan's opposition says it has required 172 votes in the 342-seat House to remove Khan's government. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Radio Nepal organizes a nationwide open modern singing competition. Nepal and South Sudan establish diplomatic relations and delegations arrive for Ukraine ceasefire talks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Now, we'd like to draw your attention to the live broadcast program from the Radio Nepal premises.